You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That is Juniper by Dirty Pixels. Kia ora, Ethan. How are you this morning?
I'm great, thanks, Rachel. How are you?
Good. It's nice to chat to you, and it's awesome to hear some new music from Dirty Pixels. You've just put out a brand new song called Reading My Lips, and you've also said that you've got a new EP on the way, which is exciting. How's this kind of music-making time been for you?
It's been pretty funny, really. it's been pretty closely tied to the lockdown, making of these new songs. Even going back to the last band practice Dirty Pixels were able to have, it was the evening this lockdown was announced.
Oh no.
so we had a 3-hour practice in Grey Lynn, and we walked in and spent the 3 hours working on the new song, Reading My Lips. And then by the time we got out, we could see cues outside Countdown.
Oh, and no.
had no idea what was going on.
Apocalypse vibes.
Yeah, and then what was kind of meant to be a band project and recording the song ended up being me on my own in lockdown.
Ethan at home song.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess that's a challenge in its own way, but it'll be interesting when you get to perform this live. You'll all have to learn your parts again, but it does.
Yeah.
It does seem like, you know, people have made it work in whatever way that means, whether that means not touching music or doing solo recording or writing at home over the lockdown period. What's your home setup like that's allowed you to basically create a really mint song?
This time around, I had a quite unique home setup in that I recorded it in the back of my car.
Whoa.
which was an idea that my bandmate, guitarist Dylan Feeney gave me, because I was complaining to him because my house is like not a shared house, but it's like two houses in one, and right through the wall where I'd want to be doing my recording is a bunch of girls who are working from home doing office jobs, so and you can really hear everything through the wall, so I couldn't quite
record from home. Yeah,
I couldn't get into any kind of zone singing like a dork as loud as I could. So yeah,
it's good way to learn to get to know your neighbors quite intimately, isn't it?
Yeah.
Having a thin wall in lockdown.
Oh man, hearing all of the bad takes. Yeah, but yeah, so the car thing, it had its ups and downs. It's very hot.
Yeah, I can imagine,
because you want all the windows closed and you don't really want the car running, so you kind of in this little steam box, but it sounds all good.
Does it? It must be quite good baffling actually in the car, because I mean cars are pretty well sound protected in a lot of ways. Is that something that was useful?
Yeah, it actually is kind of like a little studio, really. It's weird having to sit down and sing, and it's not ideal
to get that good diaphragm action going. Yeah. Standing up and belting. It is a great song though, Reading My Lips.
And thank you.
It's what we've sort of come to expect from Dirty Pixels. You've got that high energy. It's got quite like an interesting change in pace in the song a couple of times, and also it does feel like something I'm keen to see live. So how did you kind of, I guess, work around all of those things when you were working at home and also writing this track as well?
Well, the track was kind of written leading up to the band practice I was talking about, where the lockdown happened. And I kind of got to play it enough with the band that I got everyone's take. And I actually filmed the best version of us playing it at the band practice, and I studied the heck out of it when I was recording.
That's great. That never happens. It's always the crap version from band practice that you've got. That's very lucky.
I got really lucky. So I got to study everyone's parts and the way they were kind of playing it, so it didn't just sound like five Ethans in a car.
Nice. Well, so, I think you've done well, because I didn't realize it was five Ethans in a car. So, I was fully imagining the whole band there. It's quite a good magician's trick you've done.
Yeah, thank you.
So what's happening with the rest of the EP? Is that something that you've been recording in the car as well, or are you going to wait till you can get back together with the band to do that? How's that been going?
Well, I've definitely been doing more car recording and sneaking inside when I notice the neighbour's cars have gone. I think I'll do my best to get everyone involved in that. I'd definitely like to have, like, the band started as a solo project, and then once everyone joined to do gigs, it quickly became more of a band.
Yeah,
and I definitely prefer it that way. But again, I am able to still be able to release without everyone. But yeah, no, I'd love to have everyone involved, and I reckon the guys will help me finish the EP this year.
Awesome. Well, that's pretty exciting. You guys are good at a video as well. I'm thinking of the video for Juniper, which if anyone hasn't seen, go and do that today, because it's quite it's quite something to behold, with a sort of beautiful and horrifying creature from the deep coming out of the water. And I think the whole band, you're all standing in the water playing your instruments, which is quite stressful to watch, seeing the instruments get sort of flooded with the seawater. But it's a great video. Is this something that you're looking to do a little bit more of, some more kind of visual world building with this new EP?
Oh yeah, I've already been hassling Callum and Annabelle from Sports Team, who made the Juniper video, about my myriad of ideas for these next videos and weird car related
nice
related themes. But yeah, no, I definitely will. I really enjoy making music videos.
Tell us a little bit more about Reading My Lips as a track. What's this about? You don't have to give away all your secrets, but where were you kind of at when you were writing this, or what was sort of the inspiration for it?
It was, kind of really lyrically and stuff, even musically really, did kind of spawn from how it was made.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the lyrics kind of didn't start off being about being in a car, having ladies with dogs walking past, peering into the car, wondering what you're doing, and that kind of thing. But eventually it kind of did, and the kind of musical changes you were talking about before was actually an idea I had, because I kept getting, you know, quote unquote, busted and having to stop what I was doing. So the way the song kind of breaks down in the middle and at the end was me trying to kind of portray the stopping and starting that had to go down in the car.
That's so interesting, because I mean, having not known that before listening to the track, I was putting all sorts of different layers over the top of it. I love that that's directly from the recording process.
Yeah, because the ideas were maybe kind of there, but everything was emphasized when I realized that it kind of fit.
Yeah.
And then obviously the song name, having people walking past a car while I'm doing vocal tracks, kind of reading my lips, kind of.
Yeah. Trying to work out what's going on, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a man yelling in that car over there. Should we call someone?
Yeah. Oh, it got pretty hectic. I was just so sweaty. I was at one point, I'm just like shirtless in the back of the car, just like it's a bad scene.
Sweaty and yelling. It's like if you walk past and you see a dog in the back of the car and you're like, oh,
yeah,
I need to smash that window.
And
is that what we have to do today?
Yeah. People also didn't realize that I was parked outside my house. You know, they probably thought I could have been, yeah.
You could have been anywhere.
Anywhere, yeah. Which, yeah, I don't know if that makes it better or worse.
You need like one of those signs where, you know, with the dogs in the supermarket where they're like, don't worry, he's got his aircon on and his favorite song playing.
Yeah, the window is cracked.
So are you looking forward to maybe getting into a normal recording space at some point, or are you quite happy on the car at the moment?
I am happy with my car, but I'm very looking forward to not only having a bit of leg room, but seeing everybody and being able to properly play and play two people, because this, the kind of songs that are coming out at the moment ironically feel quite social and feel like they should be played in front of people.
They do,
As insular as the recording has been.
Well, it's a great track, so I reckon we should dive into it, Ethan. Thank you for chatting to us about
thanks so much.
The new song and the EP, which is in the works at the moment. This is Dirty Pixels with Reading My Lips. Have a great day.
You too. Cheers.
Cause you're reading my lips.
95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.